This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, the middle of June was a busy couple of weeks with the state FFA convention, wheat harvest, and the start of county fair season. And during those couple of weeks, we had so much going on that we didn't get to hear from all of our local FFA chapters. Today, we'll take some time to hear from some of those students I ran into at convention. The Highland FFA chapter had several members receive awards, and I had a chance to talk with three of its members. First up is Kaylee Roots. Kaylee, we've talked before. You're president this year. So how are things going in Springfield this week?
They're going really good. It's really fun, and it's cool to see all the people that come, and the sessions are really interesting, and pretty soon we're going to be heading to a workshop. We hit up the career fair yesterday, and it was really cool, and we learned new ways to be fundraising for our Ireland trips later on, so it'll be exciting.
Well, sounds good. Sounds like the week is off to a great start. I understand that you've got several members receiving some state degrees and other awards.
We had three people get their American degree this year, and then we're also having four people receive their state degrees today.
That's pretty exciting for the chapter, I would think.
It really is. It's exciting because, I mean, last year we had one person get their American degree, but this year we have three, and, I mean, that's a big deal, so it's exciting.
Yeah, very exciting for the Highland FFA. Well, thanks, Kaylee. And now we're going to be talking with Kayla Campworth. Kayla, this is my first time visiting with you, so tell us a little bit about yourself, what grade you're in, and maybe where you live.
I'm a senior in high school. I am 17. I live in Highland, Illinois, and I love it.
Awesome. Well, great to see you here in Springfield. I wanted to find out a little bit more about your record book. You do have one, so what does that focus on?
It mostly just focuses on the. I work at a daycare, so I mostly work with kids every day. I get to grow with them and learn new things, how to work with them, make them understand things easier, and it's fun. I mean, it's an experience for me. It's new. I mean, I used to work with less than 50 kids. Now it's up to 80, and it's pretty great.
Great. Well, it's a great working experience. That's always good. Put that on your resume. Have you been to state convention before, and what are your thoughts about it?
I have. I was here last year. I think every year it's a new experience, getting to learn new things and getting to meet new people instead of the same faces over and over again.
So you said you're a senior. Have you been an FFA member all throughout your high school career?
Yes, I have.
How has the overall experience been as you're now reflecting back going into your senior year?
It's been pretty great getting to meet all of the incoming freshmen that are coming in and getting to make new friends and getting to go on trips that I never thought I would go on and just getting to do new things, and it's exciting.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad that it's been an exciting and fun experience for you, so thanks so much, Kayla. And now we're going to visit with Taylor Mays. Taylor, you are one of many state degree recipients for the chapter. So tell us about yourself, what grade you're in, and maybe what your record book focuses on.
I actually graduated this spring, so yeah, I'll be a freshman in college this fall. My SAE is focused on my job at McDonald's, where I'm a manager, so it's about food service.
So a state degree, that's a pretty high award. That's very exciting to be receiving that. So talk about some of the things that you had to do and those records that you had to keep to receive that award.
I had to make sure I kept up with all, like, my pay stubs, making sure I put them in my record book every time I got paid, put in every day that I worked and what I did that day. It just took a lot, and I'm really excited to be receiving my state degree.
Awesome. Well, I think you should be excited, and I know the chapter is very proud of you, so congratulations. Since you are going to be a freshman in college, you graduated already, were you involved in FFA all throughout your high school career?
Yeah, I was. I actually was in Greenville for 2 years, and then I joined Highland FFA my junior and senior year. So
how has your experience been being involved in this great association?
It's been great. It's one of the best things that's happened to me. Like, I've met so many new people and gone on so many trips. It's great.
Kaylee Roots, Kayla Campworth, and Taylor Mays of the Highland FFA. While at convention, I also got to talk with members from the Litchfield and Hillsboro chapter. The groups carpooled to Springfield, and I visited with their officers. We're going to start off with Litchfield and talk to Jaden Martin. Jaden, how are things going?
Pretty good. How about you?
Doing really well. Excited to be in Springfield today and have been talking with a lot of FFA members. As I understand, you're going to be holding a new office this year for Litchfield.
Correct. I will be the 2017-2018 president.
So what are you looking forward to serving as president? Any events planned or things for the chapter?
I plan on having like a few field trips to like Pioneer and WorkSaver this year.
Well, sounds good. I know you're also involved with a couple of different record books, so tell us about those and how they're going.
Last year, I raised beef Angus cows, and this year, I'm continuing that record book. And this is also my fourth season of mowing with Martin Lawn Care. So
tell us a little bit more about the cows. What are you raising them from calves and then feeding them out and selling them? And what all are you doing with them?
I am raising them as like calves and then selling them once they're at market weight.
A lot of work involved with that, or how's it going? Probably pretty busy.
Oh, yes, it's pretty busy.
All right, and then for the lawn care service, got to be busy right now. The grass has been growing, and it's the prime time of year. So how are things going with that?
Oh, pretty good. I have about a dozen or so yards to mow about every weekend, and it keeps me busy.
Okay. Think future plans. You'll have to tell us what grade you're in this year, but future plans to continue with either one of those projects?
I'd probably continue with Martin Lawn Care throughout college and continue it as well.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Jaden. And now you actually came here today with the Hillsborough FFA chapter. So we have Kelly Jansen to talk to. Kelly, you're a reporter this year. And have you been to state convention before?
I went last year, and last year was my first year.
So what are your thoughts? Is this year anything different? Or what? Tell us about what's happening in Springfield.
This year I'm actually a delegate, so I actually get a vote. So it's a lot more challenging on who you're going to pick, but it's a lot more fun.
Awesome. What are some of your favorite things about attending state convention? I know there are a ton of other schools here and a lot of Blue Jackets running around, but what do you like the most?
Meeting my old friends from different conferences and then coming here and be like, hey, what's up? And just trying to meet them again is completely awesome.
Did you have a pretty good group from Hillsborough come up to Springfield?
We actually took two vans, and every single time we get in the hotel, we just start laughing about what's been happening.
Awesome. Well, it sounds like you're having a great time. I guess a final question, is anyone from the chapter receiving any awards, or is the chapter receiving any awards?
The chapter is receiving the New Currency Award, and then we also have the scrapbook that is being judged right now.
Jaden Martin and Kelly Jansen of the Litchfield and Hillsborough FFA chapters. And that does it for today's WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.